Warlocks, the magical sugar babies of D&D. When creating a warlock character, I feel like most people think of the classic trope of forming a contract with a sinister devil.
Or even if they choose the archfey, though not truly evil like a devil. The patron is a devious, conniving, and often hot trickster.
Which are all absolutely valid, but...
What if we try something more innocent?
You grew up in the Feywild, a realm of unrestrained and awe-inspiring natural wonder. But you've grown bored with the monotony of this beauty, and long to experience the adventures of the material plane. Now you only have to convince your mother. Perhaps she's a powerful fairy queen. Or maybe she's an ancient dryad matron. Is she a general of the Seelie Court's armies? Is she the guardian of the Seelie Court's shadowed haunts? She worries about how you will fare in the dangers of that world. And so she bestows a portion of her powers upon you, becoming your patron. Now you have both the freedom and the power to explore new realms.
She'll check up on you every once in a while. Maybe it's a cute and creepy little shadowing in the forest. Maybe she sends a familiar and speaks through it every now and again. Your archery patron is your mother, and now you have some wholesome ideas the next time you start to create.